Hey, how you doing? Today is Friday and it is December 14th. Christmas is coming up in the next 9-11 days. And here's another episode. Thank you for listening, for tuning in again. It is my second episode for Anchor. Anchor Podcast is, you know, my vehicle of communication that I'm actually using. I'm very excited to be using it because before, you know, I couldn't have done this without them. I'm already on Spotify. That is one of the apps that I've actually checked out and I've actually shared on my Facebook. And, you know, I'm just hoping to put my message out there, which is always, you know, just how to put your vision out there, focus on it, and, you know, executing with action. In this episode, I'm driving from Agoura Hills. I'm going back to LA, you know, the hood. That's where I stay. The hood is always going to be in me, but you can take me out the hood. You know, I'm always going to be there. Today, I'm actually driving with somebody very special to me, somebody that has actually taught me many great things. And at the same time, you know, I mean, I am the instructor, but believe me that she has actually instructed me very, very well in her very few years, very, very few short years in this life. And we're coming up on double digits soon in July. So I'm very excited to introduce you guys to the only, to the one and only, the one and only, the amazing Alessandra Odalis Luciano. Hey, how you doing today, Alessandra? How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
For sure. By the way, I know we're driving and, you know, I know there's background noise.
Yeah.
Of the cars. But, you know, we're going to work with what we have. Yes or no?
Yes.
Now, Alessandra, tell me a little bit about you. Tell me, obviously, I already said your age-wise, but tell me, how do you say your name, how old you are, and let's go from there.
Well, I'm 9 years old, and my name is Alessandra Odalis Luciano, and yeah, I'm just like a normal 9-year-old girl who goes to fourth grade in Mariposa, Education Global. And I like it there. I have a lot of good friends. And
what's your friends' names?
Some of them: Shiley, Sienna, Nola, and
that's a close circle right there.
Yeah, and Gabriella. Oh, okay. Some Sumac kids and some Mariposa kids.
What's the name of your teacher?
Miss Stacy.
Miss Stacy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's cool. And what was so you're in fourth grade right now, right?
Yes.
At Mariposa. And what's your opinion about this long commute we do? You know, every other weekend, we go to LA. How is it for you?
Well, I like going, spending time over there because, of course, I have my dad. I have my stepmom.
Yes.
And I have my stepsister. Mm-hmm. And just, you know.
And the baby on the way. I'm just throwing it out there. Don't forget about the baby.
And the baby. I'm just saying, being with my stepmom is amazing. But, you know, I would always have a place for her in my heart, no matter what happens. Like, hers is from the moon and back. That's how much I love her. And, you know, there would always be a room, but the first person you have to love is always God.
Oh, amen to that, girl. All right.
God is the only one that you should love more than anything in the world. And my stepsister, you know, she's a little drama sometimes, but I love her no matter what.
Why is she drama? I don't know, you know. I think I'm going to be the opposite. I think we might have the drama actor in the car right now.
Well, I take drama class, and how my sister is, she's very, you know, like, someone who takes a long time to get, like, lots of trust in someone, I feel, because, you know, it's, I always try to give her a kiss goodbye, but she always backs away, like, she's, like, moving her head, which, you know, I think it takes her a while to get really used, but, well, my...
Are you nervous?
Of what?
Are you nervous that we're doing this? relax. It's okay, you know.
Yeah.
You're saying a lot of wow. You're like, you know, like, it's okay, relax, so, you know. Look, just because you see this thing on right here, it doesn't mean anything.
So
I just want you to be comfortable.
Okay? Yeah.
Maybe I should have told you that from the beginning.
Oh my god, okay, stepdad. And
yes.
My stepdad, well, I love him very much. He's a very nice guy. I love him so much, but I don't love him as much as my real dad.
Oh, stop, you know. He loves you. Yeah, give him some love, you know.
And my big stepsister, which her name is Jordan, I love her very much. She's in college right now. She comes to visit once in a while. I love her so much that it's just, she's very nice. Her smile is really warm for me, and I feel really comfortable around her. And my stepbrother, which...
You have a big family, girl.
Yeah, and he is in college in Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And so I barely get to see him, which when I see him, I love it. But when he goes, I'm sad because I don't really get to see him often. But, you know, that's how life is. And my mom, you know, I always would love my, I would always love Kathy, my stepmom, in my heart forever. But my mom, I need to love her more than my stepmom because she's the one who gave birth to me. She's the one that,
I respect that, baby
the
girl.
Why,
that's okay.
The why I'm here right now. So I really love that, and I love her more than anything. But you know, the first person I need to love more is God.
Oh, that's sweet. And let me ask you a question, Ale. At this day and age, you know, you're already 9 years old. What is the one thing you can actually say that you know that you didn't know back then when you were younger?
What I didn't know that when I was younger that...
Be honest. It could be about anything, about yourself, anyone. Well, what is it? How do you feel in life? Are you a happy kid?
I'm a really happy kid. And the thing that started being surprising to me that I did not know I would learn all these things is science. We learn how to make robots. We learn how to make, there's this like little keyboard where you put stuff on it and then it makes sound or like stuff. I never knew I was gonna do that type of science. And before, when I first saw science in my life, I thought it was very boring. I'm like, ugh. In my class, I used to pass around notes, but I got in trouble for that, so I stopped. I would just say boring science. But now since I said...
You passed a note? Let me ask you about this, because I don't know about this. So you're passing a note that said science is boring or boring science?
Yeah.
And then you got cut.
Yeah, by my teacher.
Wow, okay.
But
let's talk about that for a second. Thank you that you stopped. When was this?
It was a very long time ago. It was near the beginning of class. But once you spot me, I was done. And then the teacher said I did it again, but I said no, that was somebody else. Okay, so after that, I've never really done that ever, and I never get tardied, because when you go to recess and you come back late to your class, you get tardied. I've never been tardied.
My girl.
So.
Let me go ahead and ask you now a little bit about some other issues. I know you speak, are you learning 3 languages right now?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I already know English, so
that's
I'm learning
your first?
2.
But let me tell you, I'm pretty sure you know, because I've told you this before, but, you know, our listeners don't know about this. Your first language was Spanish, because I taught you how to say agua, and yo quiero, and papá, mamá. So, you know, your first food, do you remember what your first food was?
Avocado.
Avocado? Okay, I think that's about, you know, one of the first ones. But your first food was rice and beans. And guess who made those rice and beans for you?
You.
Sure about that?
My mom.
Me? It was me.
Well, what I knew is I did speak Spanish before I spoke English.
Words.
The first word I said was in Spanish, but listening to all the people in like my school speaking English, it made me like get used to that. And my brain is like something that sucks everything up. So yes. I started sucking up the English, and I started speaking that a lot and a lot and a lot. So yeah, it's just all of a sudden turned out to speaking English. I know some Hebrew. But
what is it? What is the words, or what is it that you can say in Hebrew, like a sentence, like I want some water, or I want some bread, or I like it when it's cold outside. What is it that you can say in Hebrew? And what does it mean in English?
Well, so sometimes I would say I need a chavetzata akiva, I need a chavetzata saba, I need a chavetzata ima. Which what I meant by I need a chavetzata means I love you, akiva. Akiva is my cousin, and ima is my mom. So I'm saying I love you, ima, and I said I love you, saba. But I need a chavetzata abba means I love you, dad.
Right, I love. See,
and then
I know a couple of those words.
And then anil chavetota sata, that means grandma. So I know a few words. I don't know so much sentences, but what I really started finding out that I know more Spanish than I know Hebrew.
Really?
I know more words in Spanish than in Hebrew.
So in Spanish, what is it that you know that you can say? Well, what is a sentence you can say comfortably and then tell us in English what it means?
Tú quieres hielo, por favor.
Tú quieres hielo?
Sí, yo quiero.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I said you. Oh, dang it. I always get confused by those. But
I know, it's okay.
You want ice.
Are you asking me if I want ice?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess the way you would ask is like, tú quieres hielo, and then you put the hielo, like the question mark. Yeah. But it's okay. But if you want ice, yo quiero hielo. You know that.
Yeah, and I started finding out that I knew much more Spanish than I knew Hebrew. Mm-hmm. It was surprising once I first found that out, because I'm like, you know, I'm happy that I know more Spanish, but I was confused because I'm like,
you thought you knew more Hebrew?
I thought I knew more Hebrew, you know. I thought I knew more Hebrew, but you know, as I started getting around and like knowing my body a little more, I started knowing that, you know, I knew more Hebrew. I mean, I knew more Spanish.
So what's another Spanish you know? Let's see, since you're on that roll, that you know more Spanish.
Yo quiero agua, por favor. Y hielo, por favor. So what I said is, some of you, maybe you're watching this and you know Spanish, but just in case if you barely know Spanish, I said, I want some water and hielo, please.
What
and
does hielo
ice,
mean?
And ice. Ice. So good. And okay. Ice, please.
All right, that's good. Now, let me ask you another question, Ale. You know, we're about to wrap up, and it's been a great conversation with you. I think we've gotten to know a little bit about you, and I love it because I know we're going to be doing a little... Oh, okay. For sure, buddy.
Sorry, someone just cut us off.
We're going to be doing more videos later on, you know, and this one was just an intro to who my Alessandra Odalis is. Now, I am going to ask you to give a message to yourself in the future. And this one can be something that maybe you might not remember, but someday it's going to come back. Because what have I told you about the internet?
Technology is not going anywhere, guys. Enjoy life. Not everything's about your phones. It's about spending time with your family. Because what I noticed is that once I get on the iPad or the phone, I get stuck and I start
getting... I think we all do.
Yeah.
We all get stuck.
And I get attitude. I start picking attitude up, and I noticed that really was not good because I always got in trouble.
So is that your message for the future, or is that something that an observation you made?
An observation I made that when I get on that, I don't know why, it's just get a little more attitude. It's just, it surprised me, and I finally know that because every day I'm learning more about my body, learning more that like these ways can hurt my body, these ways are okay for me. But so I'm learning about myself a lot. So every day I learn, the more I can keep myself safe.
Good. Now, bottom line, the message for you in the future, what is it going to be? What is your message from Alessandra at 9 years old, almost 10 in the next 7 months, because you know we're starting the new year soon. So what is the future to Alessandra in 5 years? So how old are you going to be in 5 years from today?
19. I thought you said 10.
Okay, maybe
14.
Okay, so maybe, yeah, let's stick to the 14-year-old Alessandra. Alessandra, in 14 years of age, you're probably going to be in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what are you going to tell yourself from here to there? Like, what is it that you want to remind yourself about?
I want to remind myself is nice is the new cool. I think being nice is the best way to express your feelings and to, you know, because what I learned that when you be mean, you lose your friends. Because before, I didn't behave so well, and I've changed. So when I was mean, I never got as much friends. But I changed now, so I'm much kinder.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Ever since I started going to Mariposa school, I learned that nice is the new cool. Nice is the ticket of anything in the world.
Wow. I like that. Well, that's going to wrap up. Thank you so much for you know, giving us a good solid 17 minutes. And I look forward to more, you know, episodes with you. Thank you. I appreciate you. I love you. You're my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
Oh, speaking of that, okay. And speaking of that, me and Layla have our own thing when we get mad at each other.
Well, okay, so that one's like maybe TMI, maybe not for this episode.
No, okay.
Because, you know, I don't want to talk about being mad or anything like that, yeah. Even though that is a natural thing.
Yeah, but and it's acceptable. You know what? I get it, guys. Some of you guys have siblings and you don't get along. But you know what? I do this is when I find myself picking it up, don't get too angry. Just, you know, listen to it. Maybe you could disagree. Like, you could get mad, but mad is not good. So I'm thinking maybe start when maybe you and your siblings get in a fight, let's say, just sometimes just walk away or just do something like
breathe in
and out like 3 times or count to 5.
Words from a 9-year-old to you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. I love you. And let's keep on grinding. Have a nice day, guys. Have a nice day, Ale.
Have a nice day, guys.